Gopi Janavala Gopi Janavala Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripada Kacharya Stota Sita Sisi Madhbhakti Vidanta Swami Prabhupada Kijaya. ISKCON Samstapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Kijaya. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripada Kacharya Stota Sita Sisi Madhbhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Kijaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai, Amacharya Shiva Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadigora Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Chama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadvip Dham ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai, Ganga Mai ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev. So in continuation of our celebration of Govardhan Puja and our glorification of Giri Govardhan, We shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about one pastime with Lord Chaitanya and Govardhan Hill. We shall be reading from Antyalila, chapter 14, The Lord's Feelings of Separation. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Text 83. Raghunatha Dasara Sada Prabhu Sange Sriti Chandra Mukhe Shuni Viki Kariya Patiti. Raghunath Das Goswami lived continuously with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am simply recording whatever I have heard from him. Although common men do not believe in these pastimes, I believe in them totally. Ekadina Mahaprabhu Samudraya Ite Chataka Parvata Deki Lena Achambite. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea to bathe, he suddenly saw a sand dune named Chatak Parvat. As we have discussed, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, come in the mood of a devotee and in the role of a devotee to teach us how to worship Krishna and serve Krishna and develop love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya manifests his pastimes on earth for 48 years. For the first 24 years, he lived as a householder, mostly in Navadvip. Then, for 6 years, after the 24 years as a householder, Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order of life, called sannyas. And for the next 6 years, he traveled throughout India and preached the message of Krishna and propagated the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Then for the last 18 years, he resided in Jagannath Puri, which is in the state of Orissa, not so far from Bengal, just to the south of Bengal. So the pastimes we're going to read about today took place in the last 18 years of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifest pastimes called the Antyalila, and they took place in Jagannath Puri, which is on the ocean. गोवर्धन शैल ज्ञान अविष्ट इला पर्वत दिशा प्रभु नहाना चलीला। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु mistook the sand dune for Govardhan Hill and ran toward it. There's a very nice picture here in the book. Lord Chaitanya, mistaking the sand dune for Govardhan Hill in his mood of ecstasy and running toward it. When Lord Chaitanya saw Govardhan Hill, he recited one verse, which is the verse written on the board. So we'll recite it responsively, and we'll discuss the verse, and then we'll return to the activities of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. So please repeat. Kantaya Madhira Bala Haridasa Varyo. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda. Manam tanoti sahago ganayos tayor yat. Paniyasuya vasakandara kanda mulai. Translation. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. O my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.21.18. It was spoken by the gopis when Lord Krishna and Balaram entered the forest in the autumn. The gopis spoke among themselves and glorified Krishna and Balaram for their pastimes. The previous acharyas, especially Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, have commented extensively on the verse here. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami describes the pastimes of the Lord as they progress through the seasons of the year. And here, the gopis have not yet met Krishna. They had seen him from a distance and they had talked about him, but most of them had not yet met him. So in the day, Krishna and Balaram would go into the forest with the cowherd boys to tend the cows. And the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan village would remain at home in separation from Krishna and Balaram. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that although the gopis were in the village and Krishna and Balaram had gone out to take the cows to pasture, the gopis felt as if they were right at Govardhan Hill because of their ecstatic mood. The verse begins, Hanta, O, which is also, can be a, it's like a word that conveys strong emotion. So it can be lamentation, or it can be, anyway, it conveys strong emotion. I am this. Although they're at home in the village, but they feel that they're right at Govardhan, and they say this hill. Like if someone or something's nearby, you say, like, this man, Guptaji, is always very enthusiastic to perform devotional service. Haridasa Varya, that this hill is the best among the servants of the Lord. Why? Yet because Ramakrishna Charana Spardasha Pramoda, because he is exceedingly jubilant being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Govardhan Hill is special because he offers his whole body for the service of the Lord, and not just the Lord, but the Lord and the Lord's devotees, Goganayo, the cows and calves, and his cowherd friends, and all the cowherd people. And he allows them to walk on him. Now, generally, we don't like people to walk on us. In fact, it's sort of a colloquial expression, like, you know, if someone's mistreating you or taking advantage of you, say, like, he's walking all over you. You can't let him walk over you like that. But here, Govardhan Hill, part of the reason why he's the best servant of Lord Hari, because he lets Krishna and Balaram, and not just Krishna and Balaram, but all of their cowherd associates and cows and calves walk all over his body. But he doesn't feel miserable or complain, like sometimes we might let someone walk all over us, even in the course of devotional service. But we actually don't like it. And, you know, in some private moment with some select friends, we might complain. But Govardhan Hill is jubilant that they're walking all over him. And he's feeling ecstasy by the touch of their feet on his body. Manam tanoti sahago ganayo tayo. And thus he offers respect, manam. Like we say, amanina manadena, that we should not want any respect for ourselves, but we should be ready to offer all respects to others. So Govardhan Hill is the example of such ecstatic humility. So he offers respects, and again, not just to Krishna and Balaram. In the development of devotional service, there are different stages. And in the beginning stage, one basically just offers respect to the Lord, to the deity. One is not able to appreciate the devotees. But when one is more mature or more advanced, then he sees that the devotees are also included with the Lord. They are part of the Lord's entourage, and they are part of the Lord's pleasure. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is never alone, but he's always with some devotee, because Krishna enjoys in the association of devotees. And therefore, he advised the artists that whenever they painted a picture of Krishna, there must be some devotee of Krishna with him. At least a cow or a peacock, if not other types of devotees in human-like forms. Govardhan Hill offers respects not just to the Lord, but also to the devotees, and not just to the devotees in human shape, but even to the cows and calves. And how does he show his respect for them? Paniya, he provides water. There are different lakes and ponds around Govardhan Hill, and then there are natural waterfalls. So the cowherd boys drink the water, and even the cows and calves also drink the water, and after the boys eat, they wash their hands and mouths with the water, and the cows and calves also drink the water. So by his water, he serves them. Suyavasa, very soft grass. Actually, Govardhan Hill provides two types of grass, a harder grass and a softer grass. And the harder grass is used for sacrificial performances, yogyas, and the softer grass is used for feeding the cows and calves. Kandara caves, when it's too hot, Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys can go in the caves to keep cool. And when it's cold, they can go in the caves to get warm. And it's also mentioned that there are various rock formations that form natural seats and thrones for Krishna. And Kandamulai by roots, and Srila Prabhupada has also mentioned fruits, flowers, and vegetables. Govardhan Hill provides all of them. And so he gives his whole body, his whole being, for the service of the Lord and the devotees. And in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada, yes, now the Krishna book, probably most of you know, but the Krishna book is a summary study of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in some places, Srila Prabhupada basically just translates the verses from the Bhagavatam. But along with the translation of the verses, he may add his own commentary, his own remarks. And sometimes he may also include the remarks of previous acharyas who have commented on the Bhagavatam. So here, where he's basically translating this verse, he mentions that Govardhan Hill knew the secret of how to please the Lord by serving the Lord's devotees. So that is really the secret. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, said, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Sudra. That means, I'm not a teacher, I'm not an administrator, I'm not a farmer, I'm not a laborer, I'm not a brahmachari, I'm not a grihastha, I'm not a vanaprastha, I'm not a sannyasi. I'm not a celibate student, I'm not a householder, I'm not a retired person, I'm not a renounced preacher. So what are you? Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Nidasa, that I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the damsels of Vraja. So Govardhan Hill is in that mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, down to being the servant of the cat. And then how does Govardhan demonstrate his jubilant ecstasy? So again, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that the moisture that seeps through the rocks of Govardhan Hill, the moisture is his ecstatic perspiration. Now there are different symptoms of ecstasy mentioned in the scriptures, such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and we'll actually encounter more of those when we return to the story of Lord Chaitanya and Chatak Parva. But one of the symptoms is perspiring. Another symptom is crying. So sometimes little streams trickle through the rocks. So the drops of water trickling through the rocks are Govardhan's ecstatic tears. Now, I should mention that this is not some sort of extended metaphor, but that spiritually the entire realm of Vraj is Satchidananda. It's made of consciousness. It's made of consciousness. It's eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So this is not just a poetic visualization to glorify Govardhan Hill, but it's actually seeing Govardhan in his true spiritual feature. As everything in Vraj is also spiritual and conscious and full of love for Krishna. Then another symptom of ecstasy is hair standing on end. So Govardhan's tall grasses are his hairs standing on end in ecstasy. The basic point in bhakti or service is to please the master. But in the reciprocation between the master and servant, the master is pleased when the servant is pleased by rendering service. And then when the master becomes pleased, the servant becomes more pleased. And then when the master sees that the servant is more pleased, he becomes more pleased, and the servant becomes more pleased. So there's a sort of competition where the servant is pleasing the master, and then when the master is pleased, the servant feels more pleasure. And when the master sees the servant is pleased, he feels more pleasure, and so on. So, of course, it is true that in the different stages of devotional service, one does one's duty. we may not feel jubilant when the alarm clock rings at 4 a.m, but we do our duty and get up and go to Mangal Arati, you know. We may not feel jubilant when the authority tells us to stay up late and finish washing the pots, but we do it because it's our duty. So duty is very important. But there comes a stage in one's devotional service where one takes spontaneous pleasure in one's service. Now, I know many of the devotees here worked very hard for Govardhan Puja, and I never heard any of them complain. And some of them stayed up late and got up early. So these are very good signs. But when Indra sent the rain on Vrindavan, and Krishna lifted up Govardhan Hill, Govardhan was acting as an umbrella to shield the residents of Vrindavan from the torrential rain and hail and winds that Indra sent to wreak revenge on the inhabitants of Vrindavan because they had stopped the sacrifice to him and used the paraphernalia to worship Govardhan Hill. So Govardhan Hill served as a shield, and he was being constantly pounded by rain and hail, and he was being battered by fierce winds. But he was jubilant. So that's the standard of his ecstatic, loving service. And sometimes the question is raised, how could Govardhan Hill, which just occupies a fraction of the geographical area of Vraj, give shelter to all the inhabitants of Vraj? So again, our acharyas have told us that, and that's also one of the ecstatic symptoms, that one's body becomes elongated. So, in his ecstasy, Govardhan Hill actually became longer. and so all the residents of Vrindavan could take shelter under him. That was like entering the verse that Lord Chaitanya uttered when he saw Chatakparva. So now we'll come temporarily, we'll come back out of Vrindavan to Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. Then we'll see what happens next. Text 87. A shloka padi prabhu chalena vayuvege govinda dailakache nahi payalage. Reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran toward the sand dune as fast as the wind. Govinda, who was Lord Chaitanya's servant, ran after him, but he could not approach him. Pukara padila maha kolaha aha aila yeyaha chila se utiya daila. First one devotee shouted loudly, and then a tumultuous uproar arose as all the devotees stood up and began to run after the Lord. Because when the Lord was in his ecstatic mood, he could do anything. And once he even ran into the ocean, Govinda Dasi told us a little about the story, that the Lord ran into the ocean. And sometimes, you know, like one type of ecstatic symptom is that one's body elongates, and another type of ecstatic symptom, one's limbs are withdrawn within one's body. So Lord Chaitanya, in his ecstasy, thought that the ocean was the Jamuna River from Vrindavan, so he ran into it And he disappeared until the fishermen caught him in his net. So the devotees were always very vigilant, because in Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic mood, he was not conscious of the external world around him, and they were afraid that he could hurt himself. So they all start, when they saw him running, they all started to run after him and shout to try to bring him back. Swarupa Jagadananda Pandita Gadadhar Ramayandai Ara Pandita Shankara. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and Shankara Pandit are some of the devotees who ran after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Puri Bharati Gosani Aila Sindhu Tire Bhagavana Charya Kanja Chalila Dire Dire. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati also went toward the beach, and Bhagavan Acharya, who was lame, followed them very slowly. Pratame Chalila Prabhu Yena Vayu Gati Stamba Bhava Pate Haila Chalite Nahi Shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running with the speed of the wind, but he suddenly became stunned in ecstasy and lost all strength to proceed further. So, stamba, or being stunned, is also one of the symptoms of ecstasy. And when one is stunned, and of course these are English renderings of the Sanskrit terms, but Srila Prabhupada has chosen the word stunned, and it does describe what happens. The person basically loses the ability to move. Pratiroma kupe mangsa vanera akara tara upare romodgama kadamba prakara. The flesh of each of his pores erupted like pimples, and his hair, standing on end, appeared like kadamba flowers. Pratirome prasveda pade rudire radhara kante gargara nahi vanera uchara. Blood and perspiration flowed incessantly from every pore of his body, and he could not speak a word, but simply produced a gargling sound within his throat. Dui netre bari ashru vahaye apara samudre mililayena ganga yamuna dhara. The Lord's eyes filled up and overflowed with unlimited tears, like the Ganges and Yamuna meeting in the sea. Vaivarnye shankapraya sveta haila anga tabe kampa uteyena samudre taranga. His entire body faded to the color of a white conch shell, and then he began to quiver like the waves in the ocean. Kampite kampite prabhu bumete padila tabeta govinda prabhura nikate aila. While quivering in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground. Then Govinda approached him. Karangera jale kare sarvanga sinchana bahirvasa lana kare anga samvijana. Govinda sprinkled water from a karanga water pot all over the Lord's body, and then, taking his own outer garment, he began to fan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Swarup Damodar and the other devotees reached the spot and saw the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to cry. All eight kinds of transcendental transformations were visible in the Lord's body. All the devotees were struck with wonder to see such a sight. Purport. The eight ecstatic symptoms are the state of being stunned, perspiration, standing of the hairs on end, faltering of the voice, trembling, fading of the body's color, tears, and devastation. So there are different categories of ecstatic symptoms. And one are the sattvika bhavs. So there are eight astasattvika bhavs. And Lord Chaitanya manifested all eight of them simultaneously. Ucha sankirtana kare prabhura shavane shitala jale kare prabhura anga samarjane. The devotees loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and washed his body with cold water. After the devotees had been chanting for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly stood up, shouting, Hari Bol! When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, all the Vaishnavas loudly chanted, Hari! Hari! In great jubilation, the auspicious sound filled the air in all directions. Astonished, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and began looking here and there, trying to see something, but he could not catch sight of it. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavas, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Swarup Damodar. So in transcendental life, there are three stages of consciousness. There's Bahir Dasha, which means external consciousness, like we're in all the time, pretty much. Then there's Antar Dasha, which is internal consciousness, which Srila Prabhupada sometimes refers to as trance. But internal consciousness means that within oneself, with one's spiritual senses, one is able to perceive the Lord's pastimes internally. And then there's Ardhabhaya Dasha, which means partial external consciousness, which is the state that Lord Chaitanya is in right now, where he's been in internal consciousness, but because of some cause, and here the cause was the devotees sprinkling cold water on him and trying to bring him back to external consciousness, because his ecstatic symptoms were so extreme in internal consciousness, they couldn't bear to see his body undergoing such transformations, such extreme transformations. So in that state where he's come back from his internal experience, but he's not fully conscious of the devotees and situation around him, the Lord began to speak. Govardhana haite more ke ihan anila Panya Krishnera lila deki te na paila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who has brought me here from Govardhan Hill? I was seeing Krishna's pastimes, but now I cannot see them. Today I went from here to Govardhan Hill to find out if Krishna were tending his cows there. I saw Lord Krishna climbing Govardhan Hill and playing his flute, surrounded on all sides by grazing cows. Hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, Srimati Radharani and all her gopi friends came there to meet him. They were all very nicely dressed. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, the other gopis asked me to pick some flowers. Just then, all of you made a tumultuous sound and carried me from there to this place. Why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but I could not see them. So here, the situation is somewhat paradoxical, because internally, Lord Chaitanya was experiencing great ecstasy, and he wanted to be with Krishna and Radharani and the gopis at Govardhan Hill. But externally, his body was undergoing violent reactions, which his devotees could not bear to see, which appeared to be painful to them, although internally, Lord Chaitanya was relishing the highest pleasure. But still, out of their love for him, they wanted to bring him back to external consciousness so his body wouldn't go through such extreme transformations. But Lord Chaitanya was lamenting that I had a chance to see Krishna and you all brought me here and now I can't see Krishna anymore. Now, what is going on here? You know, Lord Chaitanya was at Govardhan Hill and the gopis asked him to pick flowers. What is actually going on? So, within the body, we all have heard and understood, at least in theory, within the body is the soul. And the soul is spiritual and the body is material, in the case of conditioned souls. Now, the soul, as the devotee makes spiritual advancement, the soul begins to manifest its eternal spiritual form, which is suitable for rendering service to Krishna in Krishna's pastimes. So, as we advance in devotional service, our spiritual body actually begins to develop right within the physical body. And here, Srila Prabhupada is given the example of a coconut, that when the coconut is immature, the flesh of the coconut coats the shell. But as the coconut matures, the flesh becomes more and more solid and it gradually detaches itself from the shell. And finally, when it's completely mature, the hardened flesh within is completely detached from the shell and you can shake the shell and you can hear the inner part rattling inside. So, as the devotee makes spiritual advancement and his spiritual body develops within the physical body, he comes to the stage where the spiritual body is completely detached from the physical body, although it's within it, but it's not attached to it. So in the state of trance, and this is only possible when one is liberated, as Prabhupada often said, when one comes to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, at least, one starts to get a glimpse of, or one could say that one, for short periods of time, is actually able to enter the pastimes of Krishna and render service to Krishna in one's eternal spiritual form. And that is
what was happening here with Lord Chaitanya. And there's another picture of that. Now, this, of course, would be very difficult to portray graphically, because if Lord Chaitanya was depicted as a gopi, he would have looked just like all the other gopis. So the artists here have depicted him in his sannyas dress, as he would have appeared in Jagannath Puri. But actually, no one can, you know, a sannyasi cannot enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna Govardhan Hill in the form of a sannyasi. But still, here's the picture, and it shows Radha and Krishna entering the cave of Govardhan, and Lord Chaitanya assisting the other gopis by picking flowers to assist in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya says, why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? They were thinking that his ecstatic symptoms would be painful. And that's the paradox. But I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but I could not see them. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep. When all the Vaishnavas saw the Lord's condition, they also wept. At that time, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati arrived. Seeing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat respectful, because the others were his disciples. So he felt somewhat freer with them. But Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were actually senior sannyasis. They were, you know, from the point of view of Vaishnava etiquette, they were superior to him. So when he came, you know, he tried to show them respect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned to complete external consciousness and immediately offered prayers to them. Then these two elderly gentlemen both embraced the Lord with loving affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Puri Goswami and Brahmananda Bharati, why have you both come so far? Puri Goswami replied, just to see your dancing. When he heard this, what actually happened is he mistook Chhatraparvat for Govardhan Hill and was like running like a madman. So when he heard this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhat ashamed. Then he went to bathe in the sea with all the Vaishnavas. After bathing in the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence with all the devotees. Thus they all lunched on the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. Thus I have described the transcendental ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma cannot describe their influence. In his book, Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha, Raghunath Das Goswami has very vividly described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of running toward the Chatak Parvat sand dune. Would you like to recite the Sanskrit? I mean, I sort of make up my own tune that fits the meter, but it's a longer meter than we
Samipe Niladresh Chadak Girirajasya Kalana Aye Goshthe Govardhana Giripatim Lohitamitaha Rajamnasmi Tyukva Pramada Idadhavan Avadhito Ganesher Gaurango Hridaya Udayan Mamadayati.
That was so nice. Could you do it once more?
Samipe Niladresh Chadaga Girirajasya Kalanath Aye Goshthe Govardhana Giripatim Lokitamitaha Prajannasmi Tyukva Pramada Ivadhavanna Vahito Ganai Sair Gaurango Hridaya Udayan Mam Dayati.
Near Jagannath Puri was a great sand dune known as Chatak Parvat. Seeing that hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, I shall go to the land of Raja to see Govardhan Hill." Then he began running madly toward it, and all the Vaishnavas ran after him. This scene awakens in my heart and maddens me. Purport. This verse is quoted from the Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha 8. He Prabhu Yata Kaila Alokika Lila Kevarnite Pare Se Mahaprabhur Kela. Who can properly describe all the uncommon pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They are all simply his play. Sangshepe kahiya kare dika darshana ye iha sune paya krishnaira charana. I have briefly described them just to give an indication of his transcendental pastimes. Nevertheless, anyone who hears this will certainly attain the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Padayarasha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, 14th chapter, describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental ecstatic emotions and his mistaking Chatak Parvat for Govardhan Hill. Sri Giri Govardhan ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. So, question. Prabhuji says that that we've installed the Govardhan Shila here. Shila means stone. And we worship the Shila as Krishna, and as we discussed yesterday in Govardhan Puja in Vrindavan, Krishna declared that he and Govardhan Hill are the same. Janakraj Prabhu says that generally when he sees the stone, he sees Govardhan Hill. But when he's in a certain mood, he sees the Govardhan Shila as Haridasa Varya, as the best of the servants of Lord Hari, more. And he sees the Shila as Hari himself less. And actually, Prabhuji has reminded me of the question from last night, that on the one hand, Krishna declares that he is the same as Govardhan Hill, but on the other hand, the gopis are not seeing Govardhan Hill as Krishna, but as the best servant of Krishna. Now, I forgot to finish the story or the explanation of the verse from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. So the gopis had yet to really meet Krishna, but they wanted to meet him. And they were thinking, how can we get the chance? And then they thought, by the mercy of great souls, one's desires can be fulfilled. So who is the great soul that can help them fulfill their desire to meet Krishna and serve Krishna? Then they thought, well, the greatest of all, you know, great souls are devotees. And the greatest of all of the greatest souls is Govardhan Hill, because he's the greatest devotee. So they thought, if we go to Govardhan Hill and get the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan, then our desire to meet Krishna will be fulfilled. So, now of course, all of the young girls were under the protection of their families. They didn't have the freedom just to go out without at least explaining to their elders where they were going and taking their permission. So, they told their elders that they were going to Govardhan Hill to take bath in the holy waters of Manasi Ganga and to have audience of the deity of Haridev, which is the presiding deity of Narayan, actually, who resides at Govardhan Hill near Manasi Ganga. And in the guise of taking bath in Manasi Ganga and having darshan of the deity of Haridev, what they actually wanted to do was get the mercy of Giri Govardhan. Because the mercy of the devotee is actually greater than the mercy of the Lord. And they thought that they would get more mercy from Haridas, Haridasavarya, than they would get from Haridev. So, we may prefer to follow the mood of the gopis, how they saw Govardhan Hill as Haridasavarya. And in the same way, we can also pray to Giri Govardhan as Haridasavarya to fulfill our desires to serve Krishna, Radha and Krishna. No, you can enter before. There are two terms in Sanskrit, Vastu Siddhi and Swarup Siddhi. So in both, one is able to perceive one's eternal spiritual identity and service. But in one is still within the body. And so he enters, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the body. Of course, his body is spiritual, but still as the prototype, if you will, you know, the prototype. He was in his body, but internally, he was in a different body. You know, he was in the body of a sannyasi, but internally, he was in the body of a gopi.
a cowherd girl. And but one cannot stay there when one is in the body. In Vastu Siddhi, one cannot stay there. And so having been there and then having come back here, one feels intense separation. That's where the mood of separation comes from. But when one leaves the body, then one can enter the past times permanently.
So what is pleasure
within the body? That's when within the physical body one has entered Krishna's pastimes for some moments in one's internal state of consciousness. And then, for whatever reason, one is partially here, but is still absorbed there. And then one says things that one would not say ordinarily. You know, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were in external consciousness, he would never have said, "I was with Krishna at Govardhan Hill." But because he was only partially externally conscious, he said so many things. And then when he became fully externally consciousness, he felt ashamed and he went to take his bath in the ocean.
Generally, we keep more private, both in terms of separation. But at the same time, very part of glory,
Mukunda Dutta Prabhu says that we often hear the glories of devotional service and separation, but part of the glory of the Govardhan Leela is that all of the Vrajavasis could have Krishna's personal association continuously for one full week. The devotees want to meet Krishna. The basis of the feeling of separation is the desire to be with the person. Like we feel separation from Srila Prabhupada, or we feel separation from Tamal Krishna Goswami, because we had the experience of being with them. We knew them. We spoke with them. We had interactions with them. We reciprocated with them. So now we feel separation because we want that association. So the basis of separation is association. Otherwise, there can be a vague sense of separation, but it's not as intense as when you've had personal touch. The desire to meet Krishna or whoever the beloved is, the desire to meet them is what gives rise to the feeling of being separated from them. The feeling of wanting to be with them is intensified when we've actually been with them. So the two function interdependently, meeting and separation. But the reason separation is considered higher, and it's also the reason that Krishna left Vrindavan ultimately, is that as long as Krishna was in Vrindavan, the devotees experienced separation. As we discussed, when Krishna went out during the day, the devotees who were left behind felt separation. Then when Krishna entered the home of Nanda Maharaj and Yasodamayi, then the other devotees who couldn't be with him there felt separation. But even more, they were afraid of Krishna's separation, and they were so fearful of Krishna's separation that even when they were with him, just thinking of separation from him, they would feel that they had been separated and faint. The famous example is Radha and Krishna at Prem Sarovara. Radha and Krishna were sitting right next to each other, and a bumblebee came, and the bumblebee, see, spiritual bodies are quite different from physical bodies, not just because they're spiritual, but they have wonderful fragrances and effulgences. So this bumblebee mistook Srimati Radharani for lotus flower and was hovering around her thinking he could get some nectar. And, you know, so the bumblebee was disturbing her, and Krishna, not wanting her to be disturbed, asked Madhu Mangal, who was there, to chase away the bee. So Madhu Mangal, with a stick, chased the bee away. So the Sanskrit word for bee, one Sanskrit word is Madhu, and that's also used as a name for Krishna. So Madhu Mangal came back and announced that the Madhu is gone and will never return. And when Radharani heard the Madhu, she thought of Krishna, that Krishna is gone and he will never return. So she began to cry profusely. And when Krishna saw her crying, he began to cry. And their tears formed the pond, Prem Sarovara. And they fainted, they fell unconscious for some time. So Krishna thought that as long as he's in Vrindavan, the devotees will experience his separation. Even in his presence, they can feel his separation because they're preoccupied with his physical presence. Whereas, if he leaves Vrindavan, when the feelings of separation become intense, they can have the experience of meeting him again. And it won't be limited by time and space. It won't be that he's gone to the forest and they have to wait for him to come in the evening. Therefore, Krishna left. And Sanatana Goswami gives the example in Brihad Bhagavatamrita of fire and ice, that when something is so cold to the extreme that it burns, it feels like fire, like dry ice. Dry ice is so cold, but if you touch it, you feel you've been burnt. So, in the same way, when the feelings of separation are intense to the extreme, one has the experience of meeting. It's like when cold reaches the extreme point, it burns like fire. So that was Krishna's idea, that if he left, they wouldn't be preoccupied about his physical presence or physical whereabouts. And if they just, like, gave in to their feelings of separation, then they would have the experience of meeting him internally. So that's the one side. And then later in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, because the residents of Vrindavan did meet Krishna again at Kurukshetra after Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Dwarka eventually. Then from Dwarka he came to Kurukshetra at the time of the solar eclipse. And so the residents of Vrindavan took the opportunity also to go to Kurukshetra to see Krishna, really, not because of the eclipse or the ritual bath. And they invited Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. Now, they could have gone with him, they could have stayed with him and gone with him to Dwarka, but they didn't. And Srila Sanatana Goswami says that the proof that the ecstasy in separation is greater than the ecstasy in meeting is that the residents of Vrindavan refused to stay with Krishna even though they had the chance. Because actually the ecstasy in separation is greater. So that is the mystery. That is the mystery. That externally the devotee appears to be lamenting and separation, but internally the devotee is actually relishing ecstasy by meeting. And on the other hand, just to bring it down to the very real level of neophyte devotees and even pretenders, what Lord Chaitanya experienced and what pure devotees experience in their internal consciousness is real. It's not just in their minds, or it's not some hallucination. A newer devotee or a sahajiya type of person who takes everything cheaply can say, anyone can say, I saw Krishna. I saw Radha and Krishna last night. But that's not our mood. That's not our line. At the Ardha Kumbh Mela in 1971, we were very new in India and many sadhus were coming to our camp, and there were also some old friends of Srila Prabhupada's who came. But anyway, one sadhu, a saintly person, came and he claimed to be a devotee of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he chanted Hare Krishna, so we were very impressed. And so afterwards we went to tell Srila Prabhupada about him because, we were new and we just wanted to confirm whatever we experienced. So he said that, he's a devotee of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada said, very good. He chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada said, that's very good. And he follows the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. So Srila Prabhupada said, that's very good. And then the devotee said, and he said that he's seen Krishna. And then Prabhupada said, that is not the way devotees speak. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, all the devotees in the line always speak in the mood of separation. Otherwise, it's a very cheap. Once, We had a guest in the guest house of the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, and the guest claimed to have seen Krishna. So one of the devotees told Srila Prabhupada, and you know, Srila Prabhupada said, well, that's very nice if she's seen Krishna, but what has been the effect of seeing Krishna? I mean, if someone really has seen Krishna, it will so totally alter the person's life that the person will be able to do nothing but think of Krishna day and night and want to eat him again. So, anyway, they're different. You know, different anomalies can occur if prestige and credit are given to people who claim that they've seen Krishna. Let's put it that way. So, we don't do that. When you've met him and then you're separated from him, then you want to meet him again. Well, I'm talking about one spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, the six Goswamis, not necessarily one's pet dog that got hit by a car. Which is not to show any disrespect to dogs or to people who have affection for dogs. Actually, one of Lord Chaitanya's devotees had a dog. He got liberated by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. But what I mean is that, well, you know what I mean. When I said beloved, I meant specifically in the context of spiritual life. Parampara. Yes. Even Lord Chaitanya, he didn't suddenly arrive in Goloka Vrindavan and start to serve Radha and Krishna. He was being engaged by the other gopis who were there. So we're always servant of the servant of the servant. And, you know, if the story had continued and if the gopis were pleased with the newcomers picking flowers and doing other services, then the day would come that one of these gopis would introduce the newcomer to Lalita or Vishakha, and then eventually one of them would introduce the newcomer to Srimati Radharani, and then eventually to Krishna. All right, so we prayed to Giri Govardhan and all the great souls who are Haridasas to help us in our meager attempts and to serve them and develop the desire to serve them more. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.